when she thinks no one's there. Breaks my heart, sir.
Well, perhaps between the two of us we can help find out.
I'd like that, sir.
Good girl. Did Miss Charlotte ever talk to you about the clinic? About the people there?
Oh, yes, sir. Well, she loved that place, she did. She told me once she found a little baby what nearly died, but they saved it.
Oh,
she was so happy.
Did she ever talk about a gentleman called Crosby? Dr. Jonathan Crosby?
Oh, yes, sir. All the time.
And what did she say?
Well, I think...
Well, go on, Alice. I want to know what you think.
Oh, sir. I think she really liked him.
Did you approve of Charlotte's ambition to become a doctor?
A doctor?
You didn't know.
A doctor... Mr. Holmes, last year it was an artist, and 6 months before that, it was a lawyer.
Well, thank you very much, Alice. I'll tell your mistress how helpful you've been.
Sir?
Yes, what is it?
Well, Miss Charlotte did say something. Something I didn't understand.
What was it?
It was just a few days before... Well, you know.
Go on.
We was down here talking, only she was angry about something.
Do you know what she was angry about?
No, sir. She didn't say, and I didn't like to ask, but she was really angry, I could tell.
And she said something which puzzled you?
Well, she was talking to herself. I don't think she even knew I was here. She said, wait till he gets it. Over and over. Wait till he gets it.
Wait till he gets it.
What on earth can it mean?
I don't know, but we're gathering threads. Sooner or later, we'll find the one thing that'll bring them all together.
So, what next?
That's enough running around for one day. It's time for some dinner and some thought. And tomorrow morning...
Back to Hanbury Street?
Well, we talk to Dr. Jonathan Crosby.
Try ringing again.
Yes. What was it Miss Wallace said?
That he was occupied with a personal family matter.
Yes, could mean almost anything.
And even assuming that it's true.
We think she was lying.
Gentlemen?
We wish to speak to Dr. Jonathan Crosby. It's my card.
I'm sorry, Mr. Holmes, but I'm afraid that is not possible.
Well, when will it become possible?
Never, sir. At 10 o'clock yesterday evening... Dr. Crosby took his own life.
Well, what did they say?
Pistol to the temple. He was dead by the time they got him here.
Damn the man, why couldn't he have waited?
There's something else.
What?
I asked if they knew why he'd done it. The surgeon was surprised.
That you were interested?
That I needed to inquire. Apparently the butler volunteered the information to the ambulance men. Dr. Crosby had been severely depressed following the death of his brother.
Another death, another Crosby.
Yes.
Did this informative surgeon know when he died, this brother?
Very recently, on the 8th.
2 days before Charlotte Adams. Ah, here it is.
What does it say?
Tragic death of prominent city banker, Mr. Matthew Gordon Crosby, was found dead in his bed at his London home on Tuesday morning, having suffered a massive hemorrhage while he slept. Mr. Crosby will doubtless be remembered by our readers for his tireless efforts to bring education and enlightenment to the less well-favoured portions of the capital's population.
Another philanthropist.
Seems to run in the family.
But how can any of this possibly be connected with Charlotte Adams?
Jonathan Crosby's brother dies. 2 days later, the doctor's back at the clinic.
Work as an antidote to sorrow?
Rather a rapidly taken antidote, wouldn't you say?
Well, everyone reacts to these things differently.
Well, whatever his motive, he's back in his surgery, and assisting him is Charlotte Adams. 16, idealistic, ambitious.
And very fond of him?
What would that mean? She'd be upset on his behalf.
Assuming she knew about his loss.
That's a good point.
Perhaps it was then that he told her.
And she was so distraught that she ran from the room and killed herself.
I wasn't suggesting that.
Yes, even for a 16-year-old female, that's taking an emotional reaction rather too far. But something happened.
I suppose We should consider the possibility.
Yes?
Well, you have a man in emotional turmoil, and a